Yesterday's Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explained how since the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, the three parts of the Neshama that are in the body, are created beings, they're on the level of Nivra, therefore it is impossible for them to receive and to be able to contain the revelation of godliness, of true holiness, without becoming wiped out by the holiness and losing their existence, like a candle's flame that loses itself, becomes absorbed into a larger flame if it's held close to the flame. That's why, in order for the neshama to be able to contain the godliness, that is the higher level of holiness, the level of tainug, the pleasure of godliness, it can only happen if there is a garment through which the neshama can clothe itself and thereby receive the godliness without being destroyed by it. And this garment is the garment of the mitzvah. So the mitzvah provides a garment for the neshama that enables the neshama to tolerate and to be able to benefit from the level of tainug of the mitzvah, which is the pnimius of the mitzvah, deeper even than the ratzin. Now the Alter Rebbe is going to say that the mitzvah also provides a connection between the highest and the lowest levels, bringing keser, the origin of the mitzvah, down to the act of the mitzvah as it is performed in the physical. On page 298, the number at the bottom of the page is 580. It's in Igeres HaKedosh in the 29th letter. The second paragraph. V'hine zotzein ha'elyim baruchum. God's will is mechunna v'nikar b'fichach mi'ha'emes. Is referred to and is called by the Kabbalists b'shem keser elyim. God's will is termed the crown, the supreme crown. Ubei tarach amudei er. It's called the crown because ratzin, will, is higher than intellect, and therefore it's like a crown that sits above the head, above the intellect. And the word crown in Hebrew, keser, is made up of three letters, and the numerical value of the three letters is Tav Resh Chaf, 620. Because the keser contains 620 pillars of light. Pirish derech moshel. Why are they called pillars? So by way of comparison, analogy, just as in a big house, there are pillars, and they are nitzovim ba'aretz. The pillars stand on the ground, and the top of the pillar is connected to the ceiling. In other words, to the highest part of the building. So that the pillar is actually that which connects the floor with the ceiling. In the same way, the supreme crown, the divine crown, it is that level of godliness that is higher than chachma of hu meloshen koyseses shehu machtir umakif al hameichen shebereish. And the word keser not only means not only crown, but it also means the crowning, that which crowns, that which sits on top of and surrounds and encompasses the intellect, the head, Shehem Bechinas Chabad, which are the three intellectual functions of Chachma Bin Adas, Rotzein Zeh, and this will, Nislabish B'Taryag Mitzvah Sataizo, the will is clothed in the 613 mitzvahs, in Taizo, Torah itself has 613. V'zayin mitzvahs d'rabbanan. And seven mitzvahs were introduced by the sages. So together it's 620. Sherubam kekulam hein mitzvahs maisiyeis. V'gam atluyis b'dibur. Ha'kaim alon da'kim asrosav hava maisi. Most of the mitzvahs are physical mitzvahs. And even the ones that are performed in speech, even speech is physical. The movement of the lips is an act, the same as giving tzedakah is an act. V'gam atluyis b'machshava e'belev. And even those mitzvahs that are performed with the heart or with the mind, harei ha'mitzvah nitna la'adam gashmi she'be'elam hazeh dafke. Even those mitzvahs were given only to a human being here on earth, shehu bal b'chira la'ateis levov elatev, etc. And he is a human being capable of choosing the good or the opposite. And to him mitzvahs were given, even the mitzvahs of the heart and mind, ma she'ein ken ha'neshama b'lei guf, whereas the soul without a body ain't tzarech l'tzavsa al zeh. The neshama without the body would not be given these commandments. So even the most refined commandment, so to speak, the ones that are performed not with physical objects, not even with the physical hand, not even with the lips, but with the heart and mind, even they are mitzvahs, and they are valid only because they're being performed by a human being in the physical world who is capable of making the right choice or the wrong choice. But the neshama doesn't have any mitzvahs. V'nimtzo shahamitzvahs hein al derech moshel kamei ha'amudim nitzovim mezeim ha'mayleis. So the result is that the mitzvahs, the conclusion is that the mitzvahs are like pillars that stand connecting the highest level to the lowest level. The highest level is the divine will, God's will, and the lowest level is the physical earth in which the mitzvahs are performed. They are like hollow posts. Shemakif emumalbishim nishmasa adam. Ayruchay einafshay. And they encompass, they embrace the pillars. They surround the levels of the neshama, or the ruach, or the nefesh. Kishemakayim ha-mitzvahs. When the person is fulfilling the mitzvah, v'derech amudin elu, eilin hanaran shalei, and it is through these pillars that the nefesh ruach neshama of the person rises adzeim hamayleis to the highest level, to God's will, litzre bitzre hachayim es Hashem, so that it is wrapped up, surrounded by and wrapped up in the source of life, which is God. Pirush liyeis tzurezum elubashis be'er hakeser. Where is this source of life in which the neshama, to which the neshama rises, and is there enwrapped in life? It is the level of keser hu ratzon ha'elyon baruch hu, which is God's will. And through this garment, which he was first referring to as a pillar that wraps the neshama like a garment, so here he's referring to it as a garment. So through this garment, yuchlu lachzeis b'neyam Hashem, the neshama is able to see the pleasantness of God, v'tzachtzochei shalom mailo mimailas hakeset, and the pleasure that is higher even than the level of keser, the hein pnimi yusei, and is in fact the inner part of the keser, al derech moshel. V'hagam shenizbayer b'mokim achet. Although it's explained elsewhere that the mitzvahs are the pnimius of the divine will, and here we're saying that mitzvahs are the external, the garment that helps you rise to the level of the pnimius of kesed. So there seems to be a contradiction. Hine mudazes liyedechein, but it is known to those who study Kabbalah, zibri b'chinesu madregeh, sheyesh b'chol m'china madregeh, m'madregeh sakdusha, that every level of holiness is made up of many levels, kamo b'chines ponim l'ponim, v'kamo b'chines acharayim l'acharayim l'enketz, so that the inward has its own inwardness, the external has its own external part, and so on. As it says in Chassidus, that the world is made up of six dimensions, six sides. There's the top, the bottom, and the four directions. So that the three dimensions, we say everything is three-dimensional, the three dimensions actually have six sides, because each dimension has two ends. So the east and the west, the north and the south, the top and the bottom, which are really three dimensions divided into six when you count each of the ends, each of the sides. Chassidus goes a step further and says that actually everything has 12 dimensions, or 12 points, because the six sides also have an inside and an outside. So they have 2 times 6. So that the inner has the inner of the inner and the external of the inner, and so on. Hine zayin mitzvus derabbanon einon nechshavis mitzvus b'fnei atzmon. The 7 rabbinic mitzvahs are not regarded as mitzvahs for themselves, by themselves. Shari kvar ne'emar le'seisif, because it already says in the Torah that you're not allowed to add any mitzvahs to what is written in Torah. Rather, they are derived and they come from the mitzvahs of the Torah. And is included in the sum of the mitzvahs, in the 613. In clothing the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, which are the 613 parts of the person. So although there are 620 mitzvahs, the 620 pillars of light that come from keser, there are only 613 parts to the neshama. So that's why the Alter Rebbe explains that the 7 mitzvahs of the Rabbanon are not separate from Torah. You can't add to Torah, but they are a part of the expression of Torah to bring all of Torah to the 613 parts of the Neshama, and that's why there are only 613 connections that the Neshama has to Torah, because the 7 mitzvahs of the Rabbanon are included and incorporated into the 613. So the 620 pillars of light are broken down or narrowed down to 613 to fit the neshama that has 613 parts. In the Hayyim Yayim for today, the Rebbe writes that it's the Aveda of davening that brings the understanding, what the person understands in his mind, into the emotion, into the sensitivity of the heart. That comes through davening. And it also brings both of them together, the intellect and the emotion, into the practical aveda of performing mitzvahs. And the mitzvah is performed not dry or lifeless, but with yirah shamayim, and helps acquire permanently the good quality and good character traits that a Jew is supposed to have.